Rogue One, and welcome to episode 38 of the Power of God and Anime podcast, lovingly brought to you by Beneath the Tangles. I'm Mike of Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness, and I'll tell you, I'm feeling pretty good. Last episode, I mentioned I was dealing with a kidney stone, and thankfully, it has passed. I didn't have to get laser surgery. Didn't have to worry about anything else. I got it out of me, and I'm feeling good. Didn't miss a huge amount of time. I missed a couple of days throughout the period from work. But generally, you know, I'm feeling good, and I'm happy. So that is definitely a plus. Glad to finally be free of that stupid thing. So, tonight, at the time of recording, it would be this past Sunday as of release time, I am going to be going live with my next live stream devotional. But this one's going to be a little different because I'm going to be doing a joint stream. I'm going to be streaming on my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel. But I also have a Geekiness and Godliness Twitch channel, which, to be honest, I've used very little because I find Twitch a little bit more of a pain in the neck, especially when it comes to trying to schedule streams ahead of time, because it wants you to set up a schedule that you will do every week or every day, or, you know, basically a consistent schedule, which anyone who's seen my work knows consistency is not exactly my forte. But I can technically stream on Twitch by just going, not scheduling the whole thing ahead of time, just, you know, setting it up, hitting record, and we go. As such, I've been doing a couple little streams since I discovered that. But tonight, I'm going to be doing one of my devotionals, and I'll be on both YouTube and Twitch. We're going to be talking about Anakin Skywalker and the ideas of flattery versus a true loving spirit. Now, I keep saying this in future tense, even though when you guys are hearing this, it's actually in past tense. But it is available to watch on demand on, you know, both channels. So, hey, go give it a look-see. Let me know what you guys thought. Actually, speaking of my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel, some of you may recall me mentioning previously that I was working towards doing some Star Trek Online and Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic videos, Let's Plays. They've received a few hiccups. My computer does not have the ability to handle doing a Let's Play of a online multiplayer game like Star Trek Online. I recorded like 2 hours and none of it was usable. That was a little bit disappointing because it just kept freezing and glitching. So, not going to be able to do that. But we do have an alternate option. As I mentioned, it was mainly the multiplayer online thing that was causing such a problem because the computer just couldn't handle it. But it can handle games that aren't quite so heavy used, I guess. And I discovered on Steam a whole bunch of the old Star Trek PC games using the original crew. I remember seeing my friend play these when we were kids. I never got a chance to actually play them myself. But I know those are a little bit simpler. And I'm going to see about trying to play those as my little bit of fun Star Trek Let's Play. As for Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, the issue that came up with that was more just an issue of my own stupidity. Since this is a game that I technically have played before, although it's been a long time, I was rushing through it pretty bad. I was just zipping through all the dialogue, zipping through all the scenes, and after a little bit I realized, Mike, slow down. Why are you rushing through all of this? And so I wasn't very happy with the first recording, so I'm going to be restarting that and going a little slower, taking my time, having fun with it, and not trying to zip through the whole story super, super quick. But yeah, so both of those will be coming to my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel. And I got some other stuff in mind that'll be coming for both of those, so something to look forward to. All right, now it's time to get back into my discussion from last time about attempting to figure out the ending to Petite Princess Yuci. So let's see, where was I? The girl and I began our investigation. Her name was Zelda. We went out searching throughout the computer, through libraries, anywhere we could, trying to find information on the ending to Petite Princess Yuci. Unfortunately, the series isn't as well known as a lot of others, so it wasn't really easy to find. But search we did, and then Zelda discovered something that could be useful. Way back when, there had been a magazine series called New Type USA, and this series included DVDs with sample episodes of some of the different shows that were coming out. And one of those DVDs had episode 2 of Petite Princess Yuci. It was shocking. I couldn't believe it. It was almost as shocking as sticking a fork into an outlet. We decided to watch the episode together. It was very enjoyable. We laughed quite a bit. But there was only one problem. It still didn't really tell us anything about the ending of Petite Princess Yuci. When I pointed this out to Zelda, she looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. And then she told me there was only one thing to do. We would have to go somewhere I hadn't been in a long time. Someplace that I used to spend a lot of time in my younger days. But it had been so long, I wasn't sure I even knew the way anymore. If we truly wanted to know the ending to Petite Princess Yuci, we would have to go to eBay. But I'll tell you more about that next time. You know, one of the most popular anime going around right now is Frieren, Beyond Journey's End. And one thing that is very well known about Frieren is her hatred of demons. No matter what people say, no matter how people try to change her mind, she knows that demons are demons. Evil is evil, and she's not going to tolerate that evil, no matter how people try to change her mind. And it's funny that here in the real world, we have seen so much backlash against this. And I think part of the problem that's coming here is the romanticization of demons. And I mean, we see it in anime. There are so many anime series out there nowadays where demons are seen as the good guys or as misunderstood or anything like that. And heck, we see it in the West with shows like that Has-Been Hotel show. What's even worse is in some of these shows, both in anime and in Western TV, the demons are seen as the good guys and the angels and God are seen as the bad guys. It makes me think of Isaiah 5:20, which says, "What sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark, that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter." We've definitely been starting to reach that point. And the whole romanticization of demons is just a single part of a bigger problem. We are reaching a point where things that you would think would be seen as bad are seen as good, and the things that should be seen as good are seen as bad. And I mean, it's not surprising. The Bible tells us that that's going to happen. 2 Timothy 3, right from the start of the chapter, says, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that." I tell you, that sounds a lot like the kind of thing we're seeing nowadays. And you know, some people have said that this is a sign that the end times are here, and anytime we hear word that there's going to be a blood red moon, people start saying, "Oh, there's the sign. The end's coming. The end is going to come on that date." One, you can't predict that. Nobody can predict that. It is said right in the Bible, only the Father knows. No matter how much people like to try to throw predictions out there, you can't. Another thing that's very important to point out is time doesn't work the same way for God that it does for us. For us, 1,000 years is a moment to God. So even if we are starting to get into the end times, we don't know how long that is going to last. We don't know how long we're going to see these things before the end actually comes, because our way of looking at time is not the same way that God looks at it. But I'm getting slightly off track. The thing is, we are seeing a lot of people see evil as good and good as evil. But what's even worse is Christians are starting to tolerate evil. And I'm not talking about seeing somebody doing something horrible and not being able to do anything about it. Like, we see all these things online where it's like, "Well, you see this happening, why aren't you doing anything, Christians?" We're not able to solve every problem. That's not what I mean, though, when I talk about tolerating evil. I talk about things we're doing in our own homes and amongst our own communities. I saw a thing online recently where this guy was talking about a friend of his that had become really comfortable watching this TV show that really should not be something a Christian should be watching. I don't know what the show was. He didn't say in the post, but the guy he was speaking with told him that he had felt strong enough in his faith to be able to watch the show regardless. And the person who wrote the post pointed out, we are not called to become strong enough in our faith to handle evil. We are called to flee from evil. Now, I can give you an example from my own life. About the time I saw this post, I had been watching a lot of Let's Plays and was just starting to get into the game myself of Dispatch, which I'm sure most of you have probably heard of it. It's a very popular game. It has a really good story, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of things in there that I probably shouldn't really be watching. I mean, there's a lot of sexual jokes. There's a lot of nudity. There's just very heavy-handed with a lot of this stuff. And it doesn't matter if I feel like I'm strong enough in my faith to handle it. We're not supposed to handle it. We're supposed to flee from it. So I stopped watching the Let's Plays and I stepped away from the game itself. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that we have to like bury our head in the sand as all we can't watch anything that might have something questionable in it. Because that's going right into the whole thing that people are still saying of, oh, all anime is demonic. No, there are things in anime that are wrong and that we should stay away from. There are things in movies that are wrong we should stay away from. Music, TV, books. But just because there are elements of them that are bad doesn't mean the entire thing as a whole is bad. It's where we need to have discernment. But the thing is, if we're watching a show that heavily leans into these bad things, then it's probably something we should consider stepping away from. Psalm 101, verse 3 says, I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all who deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them. And that is something that I really took to heart when I saw that one post. And the thing is, it's not like it's just about the media we consume. Let's say somebody has a friend. They like to hang out, watch TV, play video games, whatever. And then that friend invites you to go to a party where there is going to be drinking, potential drug use, potential, you know, hookups. And even though you aren't necessarily going to do those things, you probably shouldn't be going to something like this. This is the kind of thing that potentially can draw you away from God. And even if you, as I've brought up, feel strong and feel that you'll be fine, one, you shouldn't be testing the waters. But again, we're not supposed to be playing with evil. We're supposed to be staying away from it because it is very dangerous. Not to mention the example that we're setting as Christians when we engage in things that should not be engaged in by us. Now, of course, I've heard some people actually make the argument against Christianity because of things like this, like, oh, well, I can't watch these kind of shows. I can't go to these kind of parties. Really, Christianity, you can't do anything. And all I can think is, if those are the only things that you can think of to have fun, you have a very short-sighted mind about fun. There are so many things that we can still enjoy. Hey, I still enjoy anime, comics, sports. There are so many things you can enjoy. Just because certain things should be stayed away from does not mean that you can't have any fun. And the thing is, if there are things that you are struggling to get away from, look around for other things that you can engage in instead. Romans 12:21 says, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. The more good you can engage in, the less time you give yourself for evil, and the less desire you have for evil. When I stepped away from Dispatch, and don't get me wrong, there are other examples I could give too. This just was the most recent example I could think of, and it really fits. I found other things. Personally, I've been getting into, you know, some different anime that I had missed from previous seasons. I've been actually reading a whole bunch of Bronze Age Marvel and DC comics. There are so many things we can do that can take us away from the evil things that we shouldn't be doing. Much like Frieren, we cannot tolerate evil. We can't take a back step, because when we take one, we start moving in the wrong direction, and we don't want that to happen. If you would join me now in prayer. Lord God, I thank you for always being with me and always showing me good from evil. I pray, Lord, that you will give me the strength to never tolerate evil and to flee from all of the trappings of the devil. I pray, Lord, that I will be an example to others of engaging in good activities and staying away from bad. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. Well, it's time now for songs that tell the story. And today we talked about the dangers of tolerating evil and how important it is to stay away from things that can trip us up. the best way we're going to be able to do that is to go to God and ask God to lead us away from those things. And that gets expressed very well in the Jared McKenna song, Deliver Me From Evil. Deliver me from evil, defend me, Lord, from wrong. The violent have gathered with poison on their tongues. From those who plot to hurt me or catch me in their snare. Protect me, Lord, and keep me safeguarded in your care. And now it's time for today's poll. Today we talked about Frieren, who is a very well-known demon killer. And it got me to thinking, what are some of your favorite demon-killing anime characters? I've personally narrowed my own list down to about four. But tell me, which of these four is your favorite? Tanjiro from Demon Slayer, Frieren, Yusuke from Yu Yu Hakusho, or Inuyasha? Or is it somebody completely different? Let me know. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode. If you want to get more from me, you can find me really all over the place. You can find me on YouTube at Luigi's Stories. You can find me on both YouTube and Twitch at Geekiness and Godliness. Geekiness and Godliness is also available on Twitter at GeekinessG. And you can find Luigi on pretty much all your different social media platforms at Luigi's_stories. And you can get more fun from Beneath the Tangles on all your favorite social media platforms. I hope that today's episode has been a blessing for you. And remember, the power of God and anime are always on your side. Until next time!